Playbook Audio Briefing is sponsored by Google Search in 2017.
Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Audio Briefing. I'm here with Jake Sherman and Zach Montalero, and today we're talking Trump's cabinet. There's been no shortage of drama with Trump and his cabinet. Sometimes he's sparring with them. Sometimes his cabinet is sparring with members of the media. Particularly, there's been a lot of drama over member travel. This has been a little different than a lot of first-year administrations, right? You rarely see the kind of infighting in public that we have seen among Trump and his cabinet secretaries, whether that's Rex Tillerson at the State Department or some of the others, in terms of where they want to go with this administration.
Well, let's talk about a few basic points. Number one, the administration has confirmed on to many outlets on background or on other sort of anonymous ways that they are looking to push out their Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. The Treasury's
Rexit, as I like to call it.
Rexit, right. they've said that they've the Treasury Secretary has who has been criticized for being an out of touch elite who is very rich, Hollywood Wall Street ties, has taken a photo with a sheet of dollar bills with his actress wife at the Treasury in the middle of the tax reform debate where Republicans are getting criticized for giving it all away to the rich. So there's just some typical bizarre behavior that goes along, and I understand it. I completely get it because this White House is not experienced in politics. Because Donald Trump, it would be like me going to New York and getting into the real estate business. I have no idea what I would be doing. In a lot of cases, this White House has not figured out how to play the game, and that is shown, and that you see that in the cabinet. There's already been elaborate scenarios constructed where Mike Pompeo, the director of the CIA, would go to the Secretary of State, and they would have Tom Cotton go from the Senate to the CIA. I mean, they're talking publicly about pushing out the number three, the top cabinet official, second-ranking cabinet official.
I mean, it's pretty stunning, frankly. I mean, when you look at it, and the one that you didn't mention that I think has really played out, you know, for months now is Trump's relationship with Attorney General Jeff Sessions, right? It started so great. They were hand in hand on the campaign trail. Sessions was the first senator to come out and back Trump when he was a candidate. And things quickly devolved as this Russia investigation has gone forward and as Sessions had to recuse himself. Trump's feelings about Sessions have been very public, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's kind of sending messages through the media. You know, he has been up, down, but really it's just kind of been, is he going to be able to hang on or not? And despite public, you know, humiliation, Sessions has decided to stay in the job.
Yeah, and it's remarkable, too, how broad that public humiliation is. It's not even, you know, on background or anonymous sourcing. It's the president himself on Twitter publicly attacking his attorney general for being weak on the Russia investigation, something that's a big point of contention, and also attacking Rex Tillerson. I don't think we'll ever see another Secretary of State be challenged to an IQ test by his boss, by the President of the United States on Twitter again. It's probably a once-in-a-lifetime.
Probably,
but that's normal place. It's something we don't even talk about anymore, and that's quite a remarkable moment.
And also, like Anna and I, as I've said in many venues, are writing a book, and we were talking to somebody who said that they have trouble getting, you know, high-level cabinet people on the phone and have trouble with getting cabinet officials on the phone and find that they don't follow up with people. And remember, Trump has already, in year one, replaced his chief of staff, who's also a member of the cabinet. So not really a picture of a calm at the White House in year one.
Yeah, let's not forget about Tom Price either. He's been replaced already. While the administration was trying to overhaul the healthcare system, Tom Price was forced out because of stories Politico reported on his extensive use of government resources to travel.
Yeah, and this is something that has really plagued the Trump administration in general. Our colleagues have also done some great reporting on Ryan Zinke in the Interior Department and his travel on helicopters and other things. You know, so it seems as though you have this disconnect over kind of being a public servant and then using some of these resources for their own personal benefit.